Rights Roads Ministry said to cancel nearly 2,000 suspicious road claims, including bitumen contract, steel bridge works, and rehabilitation projects worth a staggering 72 billion cedis. The move comes as the government prepares to crack down on companies accused of submitting fake documents and billing for projects that were never executed.
Don't pay because the liabilities. Some are recycled IPCs, work done already, and they are recycling it and for the state to pay. Some have falsified stores received advice and asking the state to pay.
Exclusive data available to Joy News research shows a staggering 4.7 billion cedis already thrown out, including over 100 million cedis in rejected Ofanko Isahom road claims and controversial solar street light deals. We have details on Top Story shortly. Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies, also by Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil, Enjoy Holy Sleep, and by Shield Pension Trust, Into the Future with you. My name is Samuel Kojo Brace. Now, tonight, close to 2,000 questionable road claims, including bitumen contracts, steel bridge works, and rehabilitation project risk cancellation at the Roads Ministry, with a total value exceeding 72 billion cedis, as government prepares to expose companies accused of filing fake documents and billing for projects that never happened. And our exclusive data available to Joy News Research shows that a staggering 4.7 billion cedis have already been thrown out, including over 100 million cedis in rejected Ofanko Isahom road claims and controversial solar street lighting deals. Some of the claims, we are told, had already been validated and were simply awaiting payment. Others had been forwarded to the Controller and Accountant General's department, but there were no funds available at the time to honor them. A significant portion, however, could not be validated at all, raising questions about the legitimacy of these requests. Finance Minister Dr. Kesala Tuforson had earlier hinted about the audit and the staggering findings. He spoke with Evans Minsa on PM Express. Listen.
You now updating Parliament on this. The audit of the arrears and payables, you had received 68.8 billion that was submitted for audit. You put it before an audit, and then you have discovered, based on your budget today, that 47.8 billion
validated.
Was legitimate.
And then another 8.6 billion, the auditor says they can write it off, but because they are waiting for third party confirmations.
Third party confirmations and
lack of supporting contracts. And so it doesn't mean the liability does not exist. It does exist, but they need more information. And so they will hold on to this, that if they have advertised, and in advertising it, they have asked the companies to submit information. Mm. And based on that information, they will decide to add it to this or reject it completely. But the one that the auditors are certain with is that they have rejected 10 billion Ghana cedis.
10 billion?
10 billion Ghana cedis that don't pay.
Because?
Don't pay because the liabilities, some are recycled IPCs, work done already, and they are recycling it and for the state to pay. Some have falsified stores received advice and asking the state to pay, and some are fictitious. Look, the report will be published next week. It will blow your mind.
Okay.
Let me tell you, it is damning. In fact, troubling. I put it this way. The one that shocked me most, and I said to my staff at the ministry that, look, when I got in and I said, stop all the payment, let's do the audit before anything goes. And they said, oh, but what about the ones at the controller and the Bank of Ghana and it's going? I said, no, it has to be stopped.
So you stopped all that?
I stopped all of that. And some of them felt that, oh, as for that one, it's been processed and it's legitimate and all. I said, stop it. My instinct in me says, stop it. Let's subject it to arrest, to audit. You know how much was there? 13 billion. That 13 billion, the Auditor General has validated 12. 1 billion, the Auditor General said, don't pay, they are fictitious.
So somebody just concocted and
these are invoices, interim payment certificates that has gone through all the process, and it's only waiting at the Auditor General's office, at the Controlling Accountant General's office and Bank of Ghana, just waiting for cash for payment. If not that audit, Ghana would have lost that one.
Who are those responsible for this?
Yes, the names are there, the audit will be out, and so they will publish not only their names, but the companies and all the people behind it. And so I didn't want it to overshadow the policies, the excellent policies in the budget. And so I felt that I should present the budget first.
You said you're
the Auditor General. The Auditor General will present.
So that is the finance minister, the Dr. Kesala Tofosun, speaking to Joy News senior, Evans Mensah on PM Express. And I've been joined in the studio by head of Joy News Research, Isaac Kofi Ajay, who has been coming through the special report and joins me in studio with some details. Kofi, let's first of all start with the headline figure. Exactly how much are we looking at?
Well, so Kojo, we are still waiting for the AG's final report, but this is the AG database, very, very bulky data that we have been mining the whole day. And in fact, our finding shows that if you look at the roads ministry, there are about 1,901 road certificates for payment that are currently pending validation. 1,901 certificate payment pending validation. And in fact, if you look at the monetary value of this 1,901 claims, it's about 72.5 billion Ghana cedis. And this is what we are getting from the data mining that we did from the AG's own database that it put out, where it gave the companies involved up to 7th November to validate or risk cancellation, Kojo.
So, these companies, you say that out of the 901, it is what the AG is asking them to validate.
1,901.
And he's asking them to validate before 7th
exactly.
December.
December.
Or risk payment.
Risk payment or risk cancellation.
Okay.
And in fact, if we should go through the various claims, if you take
exactly that's what's going to
a sub claim like rejected claims and commitments under this whole 1,901 claims, we found 209 rejected claims and commitments just under the Ministry of Health. Ministry of Transport, roads and highways alone, 290, and the monetary value is 4.7 billion. It means that out of this 72.5 billion questionable road claims, 4.7 billion have been rejected and the commitment cancelled. In terms of claims and commitment pending validation, we found 1,566 worth 67.7 billion Ghana cedis. These are the road, commitments and claims pending validation. If you go to BTAs here, bank transfer advices, it simply means that information about the company has been given bank, the name of the company, the account number, and everything has been given for payment to go through. Even with that, the BTAs pending validation, we were able to find 31 of them worth 23.4 million Ghana cedis. Rejected BTAs, out of this, 14 were found as rejected BTAs. It means that the bank transfer advices that were actually going through, but the finance minister or the auditor general had to reject them, that don't go ahead to pay. That alone was around 27.3 million Ghana cedis. So total is what is giving us that 72.5 billion Ghana cedis. Now, I want us to go to the Ofankor in Sawom Road, because that's a major road that we've been talking about for a long time. And if you go on that tangent, for instance, we found three claims made by, the contractor working on that road, three claims made so far worth about 102.3 million Ghana cedis that has been rejected by the Auditor General and has gone ahead to tell the Finance Ministry, don't pay this because we have rejected this claim. So in total, we found 1,901 questionable claims just under the Ministry of Roads and Highways alone, worth 72.5 billion Ghana cedis.
On the Omfanko, for example, did they give reasons why they rejected the claim?
Well, reasons are not given, but it will state the name of the company or the contractor working on that road, the claims, and the amount involved. For instance, if you go on the boundary road, for instance, there was a contract or there was a claim for, on the replacement of solar street light batteries on the boundary road by a certain company. We don't want to mention companies at this point. That amount involved was around 1.5 million Ghana cedis for replacement of solar street lights and batteries. Mm. All of these claims have been rejected. Mm. And according to the AG, don't go ahead to pay these claims because we have rejected them. 1.5 million Ghana cedis for replacement of solar street light batteries on just Boundary Road.
Thank you very much, Isaac Ofiaje. We have more on this here on Top Story. Well, Top Star, as always, is brought to you by Telecell Connecting Energies, also by Holy Insecticide Spray and Quail Enjoy Holy Sleep, and by Assured Pension Trust. Into the future with you. Let's bring in Emmanuel Cherry, CEO, Chamber of Construction Industry. Grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, how do you explain these staggering figures that some of your members presented for payment, but we are told are fictitious? Mr. Cherry, did you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Great. So I want to find out from you how you explain why some of your members presented claims to be paid for work that we understand or are being told were never done.
Yeah, first of all, let me thank you so much for such an opportunity. Where we have gotten to as an industry, I believe the best thing for us to do is for us to at least do an in-house cleaning. And then the government of the day is trying to help us do that as a matter of urgency. However, the issues on the table for discussion, some of them may be valid, but some of them may be technical error. Technical error in the sense that, most of the times, work. And then, for instance, like a road fund contract, that the contractor has worked and submitted an entering payment certificate, expecting payment, upon waiting for a number of months, years, and then no payment since forthcoming, what then they do is, if they hear that GOG, that Government of Ghana, or Consolidated, this thing is making payments, then some of them quickly goes in, and then they extract their IPC, and then they move it to the GOG list. So after moving it to GOG list, what then happened is, road fund, the certificate is captured in there, all right, but that certificate has found a space on the GOG list, and then if payment is being made, then it's likely at times they've been captured on the GOG list. So instead of the road fund to quickly clear those particular IPCs out of their system, you will still find it there. Meanwhile, the payment has been made by GOG, the Consolidated Fund. So these are some of the challenges that came to our desk. And then we're trying to at least sensitize our people that if you want to do anything of this nature, use the due process to make sure that you don't find yourself in the web as it is, as it's happening now. Mm-hmm. Because if it happened this way, if your care is not taken, it becomes a criminal issue. You can be blacklisted out of the system or out of the industry. So therefore, in fact, it's a wake-up call for us. Also, it isn't an intention for a contractor to say he's raising double certificates and what have you. Some of them, as you and I know, there are bad not among everybody, how do you call it, every society, every family, what have you. There are no matter what sort of bad elements that you definitely find. That one you cannot defend. You cannot speak for. So therefore, those ones are also there. But there are some also which are legitimate. But because of certain administrative error, it happens to find itself this way.
So per your explanation, there sometimes are double payment for same work done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So instead of, what do you call it, the administrator of road fund, if a contractor comes and he says he's now moving his IPC from road fund payment list to GOG, the best thing you do, if you should give that particular person the honor to move, then what must you do? Take it out of your list. But if it's not taken out, and then you have that particular certificate, the same certificate, find a space on the GOG list, and payment is being made, which means if Road Fund is going to be making payment, it's likely it's going to make that payment again, which is going to be double payment.
But for your members who receive double payment, isn't it their responsibility to alert the government agency that I have been paid for this work done?
Some of them do. But as I told you, there are some bad laws amongst every community, society, what have you, that you cannot, no matter how hard you try, you still find them amongst you. So therefore, they are there. So that's why the laws are also there. So if you find out that this particular person is trying to be play smart or outsmart the system, then the law must take its own course. So, but some of them, they are legitimate. Some of them, they are technical error or administrative error that has, orchestrated that particular challenges that we are confronted with now.
So as a chamber, if you hear that a member of your chamber has been paid for same work done twice, what do you do? Or what have you been doing?
Yeah, sincerely, this issue came to our attention last June. It was recently, after the government of the day decided to commit itself into auditing. And that is where some of these issues are coming. And then some of the contractors came out openly to confess. So that is where some of us get to know that this is what is happening. And then we don't spread them, we expose them as well. Because as it is, we are trying to build a country. And therefore, any criminal element among us that want to outsmart the system must be punished accordingly.
How many contractors were paid double for the same work?
For now, I cannot speak to it because the Minister for Finance at our last engagement made it known to us that a report will be made available.
No. You mentioned a while ago that some of your members came out to confess, and I'm asking, how many are these members?
Is that?
You just told us a while ago that some of your members came out to confess that they've been paid double for same work done. And I'm asking, how many are these members?
No, what I said, how do you call it, the double payment, the issue that came out, the explanation they were giving is what I said earlier on, that they moved their IPC from road fund into GOG list. A payment has been made. So the letter on found out that that same IPC is still on the list of a road fund. So okay. Some of them went in there to cancel it.
Okay.
That is where the administrative error comes from.
Okay.
And then some of them too, they were not bold enough to tell us that whether they have been paid or not.
So,
but the ones who came out openly to tell us that this is the challenge in the system, there were 5 in number at the time.
All right. Oh, great. Do stay with me. Let me bring in Kennedy Osenyako. He is ranking member on the Roads and Transportation Committee of Parliament. Grateful to you, sir, for joining us here. Now,
you
being on the committee and hearing this revelation that some over 1,900 IPCs are to be rejected because there were no work done for them. I mean, what will you do as a committee to ensure that this doesn't happen again?
First of all, let me thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to your cherished listeners. I think this normally happens when there's a change of government. If you remember in 2017, when President Akufo-Addo and the MPP government came in, they did a similar thing. They audited about 11.2 billion outstanding government claims, and at the end of the auditing exercise, the auditor disallowed or rejected almost about 5.7 billion, representing about 51% of the claims that were sent on the various MMDEs for government to pay. A similar one has been done by this government, which per the reports that I've read, I mean, almost about 8 billion were disallowed, and the 2 billion of BTA, that is bank transfer advices, were also rejected or disallowed. What it means is that, like the earlier speaker said, most of these contractors, you know, they do projects for a long time. Some have done it 3 years, they are not paying them. So some of them use their own connections or links to get payment from the consolidated fund. For example, if the contractor has done a work and raised a certificate almost 2 years for under road fund, they are not paying that contractor. And he has some link or somebody who I can help you to get your payment from the Ministry of Finance, from that is from GOG. A person will oblige and he say, okay, go ahead. They work out because there's no proper, they don't keep proper documentation. When such things are done, that contractor can, if it's a bad nut, will just take the money, the payment from the GOG, and come again and take the one too from Rofan. And that is very criminal. Mm. As if you're a contractor and you happen to involve yourself in such thing, I mean, nobody had to pardon you on that. You need to be punished. The law has to take it on course, and they punish you. I mean, because it is criminally offense, and you don't have to engage yourself into that as a contractor. Once you have gotten your money, you have been paid. But I also don't also blame them.
But once you say they do not keep proper documentation, and we're talking about billions of Ghana cedis, that's worrying. If people are in charge of paying these contractors are not keeping proper documentation, we should all be worried. What are you doing as a committee to ensure that this is correct?
You see, yes, I think as a committee, this matter has been brought before the committee by the minister. Just about 3 days ago when we were considering the ministry's estimate. It came out strongly, the discussion came, and I think we have also made some few suggestions. We told the minister that issue a circular and a stern warning to whether to the road fund or for all the agency heads that you cannot, if a contractor has done any work under road fund, nobody has any right to transfer their payment to GOG or to the Ministry of Finance for payment. If there's a delay with the road fund, then, I mean, they should deal with it. But they cannot write secretly a letter to justify why that contractor need to be paid, and now they go to finance for finance ministry to pay that contractor. Mm. And the problem is because of also the late releases of this road fund money to the road fund secretariat. That is why it is causing all this. Because if the money, look at the entire year, we are in December, not a penny have been released to road fund. So if that contractor was expecting some payment, and since January to now, he has not received a penny from the road fund, and he has some link to get his money paid from the consolidated fund, then he will quickly smuggle it and go there.
But must it just be a stern warning? Mustn't people face the full rigors of the law if they engage in these practices, which of course you can even equate to thievery?
Come again.
I'm asking, should it just be a stern warning, but not be arrested and be surcharged for the losses to the country?
Oh, of course. If any contractor has been engaged in this criminality or criminal offences, you know what the law is. I mean, that person shouldn't be spared. But the problem
including officers of the agencies who supervise these dealings, not so.
Now you see, the one who writes even for a contractor to be paid or his payment to be transferred from one funding sources to other is the minister. It is only the minister who can write to the Minister of Finance that pay this contractor from road fund. He's moving that contractor from road fund to the GOG areas for them to pay. It is the minister.
No agency head can write. Maybe before they do. But now, from during President Akufo-Addo time, you cannot. It's only the minister that can write that letter, request letter to the Minister of Finance for them to be paid.
So you're saying that if it was the minister who did it, he must be arrested?
I mean, he has to account for if the minister has approved double payment. Why should you spare anybody? Then that minister has to account for it. If the minister knows that this contractor has been paid already at GOG, and they write another letter that contractor should be paid again to under road fund. I mean, why do we shield such a person? It is not the agency head that writes. So if it is the minister or the chief director that has written those letters for the contractor to be paid twice, you don't only blame the contractor for that. You have to, the person who wrote the letter also needs to be queried.
Okay,
and
can
that
we,
is how it should be handled.
Can we get assurance from you and your committee that you will ensure these things do not happen again?
I mean, we have already advised the minister, who told the minister what he should do to be able to mitigate these issues. And he has also taken our advice. So let's see how it goes as we go, things goes on. Let's see how the ministry will handle it.
But will we see you take this up on the floor if nothing happens?
I believe the minister will definitely do something about it. But if he doesn't do anything about it, the committee will take it up.
Okay, grateful. Emmanuel Cherry, you said earlier that the contractors must do house cleaning. What do you actually mean?
You know, but let's be sincere here. The hot is necessitating this. The root cause of this problem must be addressed head on. The cause is delay payment. If you don't have budget line for a project, don't award it. Immediately you go to award it, a contractor has mobilized and go to site, definitely he will come with a bill. If he comes with the bill and then payment is delaying, frustration sets in, as the ranking said. And if it happens that way, you and I know that if you are working for years now and then you are not being paid, how do you survive? How do you take care of your bill? Is it overhead cost? So these are the challenges. And then we are happy to hear that the government of the day says, until the finance minister give you a clearance, there is no way any project that has been awarded will see payment. So therefore, it's a warning to contractors. It's a lesson we are all learning.
Okay.
To clean the system, to help the industry become robust, and then we protect the industry and then the national purse from these leakages. If not so,
okay.
Delay payment, interest or delay payment alone is much more than the contract itself.
All right. I'm grateful to you. Emmanuel Cherry is the CEO of the Chamber of Construction Industry. This has been Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, holding Certified Spray and Coil, and also by Shield Pension Trust. My name is Samuel Kojo-Brace. Up next is Newsnight.